From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Darian Benson. The infant formula shortage has led some parents to consider informal milk sharing, looking for breast milk donations for their babies from neighbors or people in Facebook groups. But there are potential risks, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration advises against the practice. To learn more, I'm joined by Dr. Lisa Hammer. She's a board-certified pediatrician and lactation consultant. What is informal milk sharing, and how does this differ from getting milk from a milk bank?
So the contrast of what we refer to generally as casual milk sharing versus human milk banking is that human milk bank does go through extensive screening of the donors, as well as a very complex pasteurization process. And then that milk is primarily used for in-hospital use for, you know, sick, fragile, premature infants, where, you know, that milk has to be very carefully handled and processed. The problem with that process is that it is expensive, and that makes it cost prohibitive for most healthy term babies. So parents who are seeking breast milk for healthy infants usually turn to casual milk sharing if they aren't able to provide enough themselves. And when we say casual milk sharing, usually that's a family connecting with another family who has extra milk, either someone that they know, a family member, a coworker, someone in their community, or possibly someone that they match up with through various internet connections. Why might a woman donate milk? Some women do find themselves in a situation where they just produce more than their baby needs. Or sometimes it's a situation where, for example, a mother might have stored a lot of her milk and then found out that her child had an allergy to something she was eating, or things like that. So there are situations where women find that they have sometimes even large amounts of milk that they're willing to donate. And, you know, that can really be helpful to another family.
What are, you know, some of the risks of casual milk sharing?
So casual milk sharing has been something that has posed some risks, primarily concern for transmission of some viruses. Also, medications can pass through breast milk. And then there's the additional risk of substances such as alcohol, marijuana, which could pose some risk through breast milk. So for those reasons, you know, a lot of the medical associations can't endorse the practice, since there's no way for those organizations to really be screening the donor of this breast milk. So while the organizations can endorse it, that leaves families to make these decisions on their own. Obviously, families are going to have very different comfort levels with that. Some families really are looking for a donor that they are very close to. Sometimes it's a family member, a very close friend or neighbor, so that they feel that they know a lot about that donor's lifestyle and practices in terms of medications and risks.
You know, as this formula shortage continues and parents are searching for ways to feed their baby if they can't find their formula in stock, are there any other ways to kind of weigh that risk if they do choose to go this route with casual milk sharing?
I have found in my work that women who are already going through the very generous act of volunteering to donate their breast milk are women who are usually very open and very comfortable in discussing these issues. You know, they are women who have a child of their own who they love and care about and want the best for their own child. And they understand that other parents who are in this situation probably are going to need to ask these questions.
That's Dr. Lisa Hammer, a board-certified pediatrician and lactation consultant.